Okay, we have some joys and concerns this morning, and most of them are on our inserts. Please hang on to these this week and pray for the people listed. And I need to add to the list to pray for Ross Carpenter this week. This week he will be having bypass surgery and a valve replacement on Tuesday at Research in Kansas City. So remember him in prayer on Tuesday. Remember the family of Leonard Taylor. He passed away last Monday, and his wife Mary has moved back to Warsaw. And I have a letter here that's it says, "Dear church family, thank you so much for the appreciation and retirement reception given for us. We were both totally overwhelmed by your presents, cards, gifts, love, and support. A special thank you to Mary Norton and all who helped with the decorations and prepared and served the refreshments, and to Cynthia Bollinger for the delightful entertainment. Also to Mavis Went and Loops of Love for the prayer shawl, Linda Nelson for the beautiful handmade plates, and Joan Soppy for the tea baskets. You are all great, and it was our honor to serve you as your church treasurer and bookkeeper. Sincerely, Mary Lee McConnell and Patty Lane." At this time, let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. It's a gorgeous summer day, and we are just so thankful to have a world that you made for us that's so beautiful. We love you, Lord, this morning because you first loved us and sent your son Jesus to die for us and to redeem us to you. We lift up all those that are hurting and sick, and we just pray that you would bless and comfort and heal them. We pray for our country, Lord, this morning, that you would be with our leadership and be in each of us and help us to know how we should lift up our senators and representatives, and please help us, Lord, to be conscious of those things that will make our communities better, and in our communities help other people. We just pray, Lord, that you be with our servicemen and women, and you lift them up and bless them, Lord, and give them comfort and peace. We pray that in these hurting times, Lord, that you'd help us to just trust you. We can always trust you, Lord. And we just pray you'd be with each one of us and be with our worship this morning. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
As we get ready to celebrate our youth and the service that they provided, was last week or 2 weeks, I don't know. I want to offer this verse to you. It's from Romans 12:1, and it's what this next song is based on. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God."